In your report, you say that horizontal giving may be more significant in the Appalachian communities you surveyed. Can you explain how you came to that conclusion?
Yes, we didn't actually define giving when we went in to talk with these groups of people. Instead, we just asked them, who do you give to and who gives to you? What forms does that giving take and why do you give? So folks were able to define that for themselves. And every group that we worked with, regardless of their ethnic and cultural background, talked about the giving that happens among friends and family and neighbors much, much more often than they talked about giving that happens in a more sort of traditional philanthropic or charitable context. And it was clear that the emotional impact and the value in their lives of horizontal giving was much more important than vertical giving.
It seems to me that according to your report, there seems to be a disconnect from the nonprofit sector that's serving these low-income and marginalized communities. What do you think that nonprofits can learn from your study?
The Center for Participatory Change is a nonprofit organization. I think the most important question that we asked ourselves was to try to be sure that the work that we do in communities does not replace or displace the natural systems of giving that are already existing there between friends and family members. It is important, I think, that we can supplement those and maybe build them further.
One of your findings is that racism is important in relation to horizontal giving. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. One form of horizontal giving that was lifted up as very important was the support that happens after people have experienced racism. I think oftentimes in mainstream society, there's a push to minimize or to dismiss the experience of dealing with racism. And folks identified that going back into their own communities and having that affirmation and that emotional and psychological support in dealing with the effects of it turned out to be a very important form of giving.
Do you think there's something unique about giving in Appalachian culture?
I think that there are some things that are unique about giving in Appalachian culture, but perhaps not as unique as we thought. Because what we found was the stories were very similar among white Appalachian folks who have been, their families have been here for a couple of hundred years, and Cherokee folks whose people have been here for several thousand years, but then also Hmong and Latino immigrants who have only been here for one or two generations.
And how has the recession changed this dynamic of giving?
The word that I hear from the communities that we're talking about here, low-income communities in Appalachia, is that the recession for them started a lot earlier and has lasted a lot longer than it has for the mainstream economy, that they've been in financial trouble for decades. And I think part of the reason why horizontal giving is so important is it's because how people survive in poverty. The money isn't there to buy the services and goods that you need, and so you rely on other people, on your friends and family and neighbors, to provide the emotional support, to provide the labor, to provide the food and the housing and the transportation that you simply can't pay for.
We've been speaking with Craig White of the Center for Participatory Change, based in Asheville, North Carolina. Craig, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.